Warming temperatures will occur across the Midwest as we go forward through the next 2 days, and then we'll see a cooling trend from northwest to southeast. The cooler weather will also stimulate a little shower and thunderstorm activity, and we'll likely see a new low-pressure system develop behind that system that will bring a second wave of moisture as we move into the weekend and early next week. Let's take this a little slower, step by step. First, we're going to see cool weather across the majority of the Midwest today. High temperatures will run in the 30s and 40s in the majority of the region, but there will be some warmer weather to the west and south of the Missouri River, where temperatures in the 50s, even some 60s, will occur out in the plains. And it looks like some of that warmth will work its way into the Midwest as we move forward through the day Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons, temperatures will likely get into the 50s and 60s across a big part of the region. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see some 70s occur in the southwest part of the region. And some of those 70s will likely occur tomorrow afternoon across Missouri, Kansas, and parts of Nebraska. We'll probably see the same thing occur on Wednesday afternoon in portions of the Ohio River Valley. Cooler air will move from northwest to southeast across the region Wednesday into Thursday. And temperatures on Wednesday afternoon in the upper portions of the Midwest will be held to the 20s and 30s. And we'll likely see that cooler air overspread all of the region as we go Thursday into Friday. Friday afternoon's highs will be mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region, with a few 30s in the north. There will be some rain that will come with this frontal boundary, perhaps a few thunderstorms as well. The precipitation could become locally intense, but most likely the frontal system will move swiftly enough to limit the amount of rain that will come. We'll anticipate moisture totals across a big part of the region running upwards to around, we'll call it maybe a half inch in the western portions of the Midwest. This will be focused more on areas from Missouri into southeastern Iowa and southern portions of Wisconsin. And we'll look for the precipitation further to the east and south becoming a little bit more enhanced. That's with this first wave of energy. And we'll likely see the majority of the Midwest, I say, getting 2/10 to maybe 3/4 of an inch, excluding the northwest. Portions of Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Nebraska, northwestern Iowa will probably not do very well with this first weather event. Now, the frontal system will become stationary across the Delta, and a new low-pressure center will likely form as we get into the latter part of this week over portions of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and northeastern Texas. And as that new low-pressure system forms, a new round of precipitation will develop as well. That will likely come to the north and northeast as we go forward through the weekend and into early next week, bringing a second wave of moisture to many areas across the region. Moisture totals with that second event are expected to, once again, run upwards to the range of 1/4 to 3/4 inch most likely, but there could be some 1 to 2 inch amounts occurring in portions of Missouri and southern Illinois, maybe parts of the Delta and southern Indiana. We'll watch that system closely. Some of the model data also suggested some greater amounts of precipitation in the upper Mississippi River Basin with that event. I'm still a little leery about buying into that. We'll watch the system real closely. The temperatures will turn a bit cooler as we get into middle part of this week, as I noted before, but we will see a temporary bit of warming taking place before the second wave of precipitation moves across the region. The bottom line here is that we're still going to be running a little short on moisture in the far northwestern part of the Midwest, but we are going to be in fairly good condition in the rest of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.